Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, but it's year-end Rewind Milwaukee. We're going to talk about some major things that happened in Milwaukee, politically and otherwise, in the course of the year. J.R., let's talk about the re-election of Chris Abele. Mm-hmm. He lost the primary to State Senator Chris Larson.
Sent shockwaves to the Capitol. That happened.
It really did. But he won pretty handily mm-hmm. in the April general election. So what do you see as his future? He's been mentioned as a candidate for governor, but candidates for governor sometimes should have to pay taxes. And there was that Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story. But your thoughts?
Abele has said, a thousand times now, maybe 1,003, I'm not running for governor. People don't take that yet, because who else? Who else do you have on the Democratic side? He's got a lot of money. You know, they look at his record in Milwaukee. What's fascinating about that race is that in the primary he lost, in the general he's overwhelmed Chris Larson with resources, a great ad campaign, and you talk to Abele's people, and they never really sweated the primary loss because they had a plan. Yep. They said, we are going to run to the left of Larson on some things, and guess what? All these Republican voters coming out the presidential primary,
yep.
when they go, am I going to vote for Chris Larson or Chris Abele, are going to go Chris Abele because they're not going to vote for Chris Larson.
They did.
So if we can grab those folks, plus the middle, plus the left, it's a blowout, and it's a blowout.
Okay, now let's move on. A tragic August unrest and shooting in the Sherman Park area. You had a police officer shoot someone, and that touched off unrest, riots, and injuries. Let's talk about the political response to that. $4.5 million doesn't sound like much. Mm-hmm. Was it much?
No, but it was one of the few times I can remember in the past year where you had the mayor, the county executive, and the governor on the same page, the same news conference. You had really saw a coming together, at least a brief one, about an issue affecting our biggest city.
Yeah, I agree. But I haven't heard anybody come up with any long-range plans, any proposals to help the inner-city Milwaukee neighborhoods in terms of the next legislative session. Have you?
No, not yet. We'll see what the Milwaukee package is in the budget. Right now, most talks about school choice. Will there be more changes to the choice program, or MPS, I should say? What will be the impact for those guys after the failure of the opportunity, whatever it's called,
partnership
turnaround program for Milwaukee public schools.
Yeah. And Superintendent Driver wants a longer school year. Some of the changes that she wants have to be require statutory changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the phenomenal rise in Republican circles of, excuse me, Democratic mm-hmm. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. He was out there, torches and pitchforks repeatedly. I still think he's going to end up in the Trump administration. Are you surprised at how high he rose, how quickly, in terms of the Trump campaign?
No, Trump values loyalty, and Sheriff Clark was a loyal spokesperson, loyal surrogate for the Trump campaign on cable TV. He became kind of like the go-to conservative African-American voice on law and order type issues. A lot of appearances on Fox News. He raises profile nationally. I mean, if you talk to people around Sheriff Clark, they'll tell you he's like a rock star in some places because of the profile he's cut. Now the question becomes, what job will he get in the Trump administration? We all assume he's going to get something. And because if he doesn't, can he win re-election in Milwaukee right now? He's got a rough record at his day job right now with four deaths in the jail. Now, U.S. Rep. Glenn Moore said that, gave us a letter from DOJ saying they're going to look at possibly investigating these deaths.
Right.
Sheriff Clark's response was typical Sheriff Clark, kind of to flip her away the back of his hand, saying, you know, this is not going to happen. There's not going to be an investigation. DOJ,
right.
Senator Sessions is taking over.
Right.
Glenn Moore should be focused on bringing jobs back to inner city Milwaukee. But he is not backed down from anything, and we're going to see where he ends up in the Trump administration.
Okay, let's close quickly with focusing on two positive developments in terms of new construction for mm-hmm. downtown Milwaukee. You have the new Bucks Arena going in downtown, and then you have the new NML Tower going to change the landscapes of Milwaukee. In terms of these are hundreds of million dollars of investments, you have heard that the new Bucks Arena is going to be a new urban and retail mm-hmm. core. So let's end on good news for downtown Milwaukee.
Yes, and don't forget the completion coming some point of the Zoo Interchange. Now you'll have the Marquette and Zoo redone. Will that ease the flow of traffic in Milwaukee? I mean, it's a lot better driving there now than it was not that long ago, but when that's finally done, you right. may see kind of improvement there. But yes, Milwaukee's got some good projects going. The Bucks Arena has the chance to transform part of that area and bring some good paying jobs to folks in that part of the
state. Okay, but a P.S., we have to say, as we've said before, there is a lack of political leadership in the legislature by elected Democratic senators and representatives, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've looked at this talks before, but there are people in that caucus right now who they haven't arrived in terms of stature, in terms of experience to be in a position to be leadership.
Right.
And people have been around for 20 years who haven't got there yet. If they haven't got there yet, they're not going to get there ever. So there's this little bit of a void right now. Don't forget Lena Taylor, though, in Joint Finance. She's still a voice for Milwaukee.
That's the highest ranking Dem, Milwaukee Dem, in the ledge.
Yep, but it's different than it was before with Milwaukee lawmakers.
Okay. I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee Year in Review.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.